Jamal, where you been all off season?
In Austin, Texas. Well, I go to the UT yet, and that's why I got a house out there. I live there now for the last 2 years.
Working with DJ a little
bit? Oh, yeah, working with DJ. Me, Rat Poe, Earl Thomas, Marquise Goodson, a couple of the UT guys that we normally train with every year that go back to Austin.
Same old.
The last year I really didn't run on the track. This year I ran on the track more than a couple of times. So that was fun, running on the track more than I did last year, just to keep on with the speed work and keep getting faster and keep that through my career. I want to just take my game every year to another level. Like I was telling somebody, I want to be known like Peyton Manning is, you know what I'm saying? That's to keep at age 37, you know what I'm saying, keeping his level, his playing level where it is, like he's not losing no step. And that's what I want to game every year when I get older and older, because, you know what I'm saying, the running back is, you know what I'm saying, once I turn 30, that I'm not in my primes no more, but I want to overcome that and just hopefully I can just make that different and show everybody else that I can continue being the best back in the National Football League.
What's it going to take?
It takes hard work and dedication. You got to put your mind if you want to do something like that. I want to be like a Peyton Manning if I'm age 34. Don't judge me by my age, but that I'm still out performing that when I was performing when I was 25 and 26 and 22. So, it's all about not losing steps and, you know what I'm saying, and staying healthy and take care of my body.
How was that last game sting to get the play?
Oh, it stings, you know what I'm saying. You know, that's something I couldn't control. Most things, injury you could control, but it was an NFL hand now because with the concussion rule. And, if we definitely would have won the game, I definitely would have played the next week. But I'm just excited to be back, and hopefully we can do this all over again.
If the rules weren't so strict, do you think you could have gone back into that game?
Oh, yeah, I think I could have went back in the game. I was fine. I just need to get my feet back under me. And I think I would have won the game and would have helped my team. But, I think it was halftime. It was up so many points. And, Ricky was like, just relax in here and chill till next week. Because everybody thought we had it. But, that's the thing about football. You never know till the clock run out.
Were you watching the game?
Oh, yeah. I was watching the game, locker room. I watched play by play, step by step. Knew every play coach was calling, and I know some of the plays they called. I supposed to been in there, and the game plan would have been so fun if I would have played in it, but I didn't get the opportunity. And that's why I'm here again. Do it all over again. It's a new year.
Jamal, you had a career high touches last year. After going through that for a year, do you think that's something you could do again?
Oh yeah, I feel like I'm natural. I run the ball. That's what I do. I catch the balls. Now I can catch the ball. But me running the ball don't matter. Like I told somebody in the past, don't matter how much I touch the ball, it doesn't matter to me. I can do everything. As long as I got guard on my side, he strengthened me, and I can do anything. So no matter how much I touch the ball or how much they give me the ball, throw me the ball. I'm happy with every. I'm just happy to be playing football, because once I tore my ACL, I thought I couldn't do nothing no more. I'm just happy to be able to play football.
Do the hits feel the same whether you're
as long as you itching the hit out before you get hit, that's the difference. Don't embrace the hit. You got to be the hitter. And that's what I try to teach some of these guys. Like, you want to hit them before they hit you. And sometimes you got to know when to get down and go out of bounds. And I know that's the only way I can protect myself and stay healthy.
What do you think of your offensive line right now?
I think we got a pretty good offensive line. I like me young. And, it's always about having somebody come in and step up and making a future like Brian Waters now, like a Brandon Albert. It's all about, somebody stepping in and getting their turn.
Jamal, these are voluntary workouts. What's your biggest reason for coming and showing up to eat when you
I mean, just coming with my teammates and come talk to the coaches and being around and having a foundation where we can build on and, you know what I'm saying, and be back and see who we got, meet the new guys and see who like to work, who like to grind, and that's what it's all about. And you try to knock down the knowledge of the game or the people in the locker room that where we want to go is go to the Super Bowl, and that's why we're here. And that's why we all come back here to train and condition, because that's what we want.
What's Barry Roone like as a strength coach?
I mean, Barry Roone is all about stretching and speed work, and he do a good job of teaching the young guys and the veteran guys. And he pushes even harder and motivates us. And I think we all need that. You know what I'm saying? Veteran guys and young guys need motivating somebody that pushes harder. And Barry, he do that.
Couple more, guys. I know you're a competitive guy, so you want as many touches as you can get. But like, is there a part of you that gets that maybe now Davis is helping out with the load a little more than he did last year? Is it a good thing for you?
Oh, man, that's good that now can come in now that he knows the game, and that's what it's about. When I was going on my first year, I wanted to play as well when I was a rookie. But I know I had Larry Johnson in front of me, and I know how stud he was. And, I mean, I wanted to come in and help him as much as possible. And I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, now coming in. You know what I'm saying? I just want to teach him. So when I know I can't do this forever. So when now come in, my turn is up that he can teach the next guy. And that's what I was about.
You said the key for you is to be the hitter, not the hittee.
Yeah.
When did you learn that?
I learned that at a young age. Pop Warner, and I was defense. And that's what I try and improvise. Just when I'm pass protecting, hit them before they hit me. When I'm running the ball, make sure I lower my pad level and run into them before they try to get a good smack on me. And, I mean, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, they going to have a good shot, but sometimes when I take my shot, I want to be able to have my good shot too as well.
Well, there's a body of opinion among football people that running backs, because of the pounding, mm-hmm. everything you do, catching, blocking, running, that the running back only has so many carries in him. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that. I think that's just numbers. In the back in the days, you can't compare what I do now, because back in the days, they were running against 300 man that linebacker, and they was playing against 280-pound linebackers. But and them guys is bigger than me, and I mean, I'm a speedster, and all our game is about speed. I'm not a big guy that like a Eric Campbell running. I'm gonna run you over. So I mean, that's why I like a lot of running backs is different. So you can't compare every running back to the same with other running backs, because I think I'm a different. I'm not a pounder. I don't say I'm more like I know when to get out of bounds, and I know when to get down too. So I mean, that's why the numbers just numbers, and I can't wait till I hit that age so I can show people. You know, it's just the number.
When you see, I'm sure you have down around the hospital, Earl
Campbell. Oh yeah, I'm running Earl. I mean, that's a long time before I played football. So you know what I'm saying, it's different. It's definitely changed when he played football and I play football now. But, I mean, yeah, I worry about that, but I just feel sorry for him. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad that I learned that before I, you know what I'm saying, learned from the people ahead of me before where I'm at right now, because I know how to get down when I don't want nobody to hit me and go out of bounds. And, I mean, that's the best thing about my health right now, because I'm trying to keep my speed before I can go out of bounds before somebody touch me.
What was Andy Reid's message to you?
He's just trying to improvise his philosophy and improvise the scheme and what's our goal, even get more, even better than last year and take this to a whole nother level. It's all about winning championship, and that's what he improvised about in the locker room. Just we are here to come together as a team, trust each other, trust the teammate, trust the coaches, trust the scheme, and we got ways to go to even get even better than what we was last year. And I mean, I think he's right about that, getting better. And I mean, we brought in new people. We brought in the people that they wanted and the people that we need. Everybody know that that the people we got, you know what I'm saying, we can work with it. We can do something special with them and just, you know what I'm saying, bringing another little piece in.
Okay, guys. Thanks.